News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
There have been fresh calls for tougher sentencing for murderers after a recent homicide case in Cork. In 2008, John Whelan's sister and nieces were killed on Christmas Day, and now he is calling on the government to enforce stricter sentencing laws. John has set up a campaign called Save, and he joins us to discuss this. Good morning, John.
Morning, Paul.
I know there's been lots about Save, so maybe you just explain to us just briefly the background to the organisation first.
I suppose, basically, Paul, about two and a half years ago, a group of families here in the southeast got together and decided to, I suppose, become more vocal and to mobilise and get ourselves organised to put a bit of pressure on the politicians and the system to make about these changes. Organisations I had been involved with before, I felt weren't, I suppose, being proactive enough, and I suppose...
Would that have been the likes of ADVIC, by the way? Would that have been ADVIC?
It would have been, Paul. Now, don't get me wrong, I think ADVIC do a fantastic job.
Well, I'm sure they do, but I just wanted to clarify, just so we understand where we are. Okay.
That's right, Paul.
Yeah, okay, so what does the campaign aim to do then, John?
What we're calling for is, we're calling for the adoption of the British system of sentencing when it comes to homicide. At the moment... murderers in this country are entitled to look for parole after 7 years. We don't think that's good enough. Every family that I have spoken to that have lost someone to homicide feel that they're not getting the justice that they deserve. So after 7 years, you have to sit down, you have to write to the parole board and state your case why the perpetrator, why the murderer should not be released. And we feel that that's just the state adding to the stress and cruelty of what families have already gone through.
Let's explain, sorry for cutting in, I want to explain to the listener why you are very qualified in this particular area. Your sister Sharon and her two children, Zara, who was 7, and Nadia, who was 2, were murdered on Christmas morning in Kilkenny in 2008 by Brian Hennessy. He strangled your sister before setting fire to her home. And people may forget about that, and that's why you're very well qualified in it. Now, you have to write to the parole board to keep Hennessy behind bars. Tell us what that's like for you and what's happening in relation to him.
Basically, we wrote to the parole board last year stating our case, which we kind of have to do. And we have to do every 2 or 3 years after that now, or could be every year in some families' cases. So that was quite traumatic for us to do that, and then waiting to hear back from the parole board of what the decision was going to be. I think our family and other families in our situation have been through enough, rather than this being added to the stress and strain that they have to go through every day. So you know, that's something that we feel needs to change. We're asking for the sentencing to be adopted like they have in England, where they have starting points of 25, 30,
yeah, minimum sentences, yeah, which is much more clarity for the victims of the crimes.
Absolutely.
Where are we going with this? You know, there is a lot of, well, let's put it this way. There's people like yourself and perhaps people like me would be called part of the Hang 'em, Flog 'em brigade. There's a lot of, shall we say, politically correct people out there who would say to you, oh my God, you must show compassion. You must love the criminal, not the crime. What would you say to those people?
I suppose it's easy to say that when you're on that side of the fence. I suppose, you know, I'm not, and none of the families that I know and that have been through this are from the Hang 'em High Brigade. There's no family that I know of is in favour, for example, of the death penalty or anything like that. What we want is proportionate sentencing for the most horrific crime that can be committed. I mean, when you think about this, the person has made a conscious decision to end someone else's life. That's the bottom line of it here. And families have been destroyed by this and have to live with this every day of their lives. And I think only until you've actually gone through it do you realise how broken the system is and how it leans more towards the offender rather than putting support in place for families. I've been campaigning on this for, you know, since Sharon and the two girls died, and every family is in the same position. We have become the voices for the voiceless, and we are not being listened to. A bill came for the Shannon in November last year for minimum sentencing for homicide, and it was, you know, soundly defeated. You know, it was, I think, only five or six senators voted for it.
Well, I think a lot of people in law enforcement in this country would really agree with minimum sentences. Very, very briefly, I want to ask you something you're a bit concerned, to say the least, about this announcement recently that the Irish Prison Service are going to spend about €400,000 on gym equipment and TVs for inmates in our prisons.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's, I'm talking about the imbalance, Paul. I mean, when you look at what's been spent, we'll say on like that, that's an example. There's also, I think, something like $50 million a year being spent on legal aid for accused, you know, in the court system. And when you look at what's been spent on support for victims, we mentioned ADVIC. ADVIC, you know, it gets something in the region of $30,000 to $35,000 a year to provide counselling. Yeah. Service for families that have been affected by homicide. I mean, when you look at it that way, the scales are not balanced. And, you know, we want to sit down with the powers that be. We want to sit down with politicians. Okay. We want to sit down and we want them to realise what it's like to lose someone in this way and the ripple effect it has. Because we can't bring our loved ones back, Paul. Right. That's the point.
I do. And John Whelan, long may you continue shouting at them, and they will begin to listen. John Whelan, who runs a campaign, Save, thanks very much for joining us.